As Michigan pushes to attract high-tech investment, experts are urging lawmakers to consider the environmental and infrastructure impact of new data centers, a trend that could eventually reach communities in the thumb. At a recent hearing in Lansing, representatives from the Heartland Institute cautioned that these massive facilities, which operate around the clock, consume significant electricity and water, potentially straining local resources. And with statewide energy demand already climbing due to electric vehicles and artificial intelligence, experts say unchecked growth could lead to higher cost and system reliability issues. The Institute encouraged state leaders to adopt clear policies similar to those in other states, such as special tariffs on large-scale energy users and safeguards to keep added costs from falling on residents and small businesses. While some cities, including Mason, are weighing ordinances to attract data center projects, public opposition has surfaced over possible environmental impacts. The discussion mirrors a larger debate across Michigan on how to balance economic opportunity with sustainable resource management, a conversation increasingly relevant for rural and agricultural regions like the Thumb. And a 39-year-old man with a prior bank robbery conviction has admitted to damaging property and assaulting a staff member during a break-in at the Bay County Law Enforcement Center. Prosecutors say Shane Gillette pleaded guilty this week to charges of malicious destruction of police property and assaulting a jail employee. The incident happened May 12, 2025, when Gillette, who was on parole at the time, repeatedly kicked and punched the locked glass doors of the closed facility until he had got inside. Police quickly restrained him, but officials said Gillette later attacked a corrections officer. He faces a possible 5-year prison sentence when he returns to court for sentencing on March 2, 2026. And a man accused in the fatal shooting of a Grand Blanc middle school football coach will stand trial next month. Authorities say William Channer is charged with first-degree murder and several firearms-related offenses in connection with the death of Logan Welch, 30, of Grand Blanc. The shooting occurred at Trims Unlimited in Almont, and prosecutors allege Channer fled from officers following the incident. If found guilty on all charges, he could face a mandatory life sentence without parole. Welch, a lifelong Grand Blanc resident and coach at West Middle School, was expecting his first child with his wife at the time of his death. Channer is scheduled to return to court on February 9th at 1:30 p.m. And we're going to go real quick and check the weather. It is currently a fair 23 degrees Fahrenheit here at the station. Winds coming out of the west at 5 miles per hour, making it feel like it's 17 degrees. And if you want more news, weather, and obituaries, as well as cancellations, you can go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere.